Let it go. Free your mind, live your life, feed your soul. Give your time, see your fam, keep them close. Cause you never know when it could all be gone. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. Make it right, ain't no time for no wrong. It's a ride that you not getting on. You don't ever know when it could all be gone. Just let it go, let it go, let it go.
I spent the last summer on tour. Spent the last winter with family. I ain't been around in so long. I hope I still fit in with y'all. Out here trying to get it. Kids grow a mile a minute. Money don't buy experience. Can't dig in your pocket for it. I wanna be there for the wrong. I wanna let it go, but it's gone. I buried my mom last year, and I'm gonna be here with a song. But the hope when you heal, make it strong. I wanna raise my kids via phone. And I love my niece, my nephew, just like they a seed of my own. And my life in the speed of my own. Still reciting, I speak through the poems. I'm so grateful I kept my composure. And do remember the things that I told you. You can't dwell, that'll make it a phobia. We can still conquer the culture. We gon' fight, that don't mean that it's over. You're the angel looking over my shoulder.
Let it go. Free your mind, live your life, feed your soul. Give your time, see your fam, keep them close. Cause you never know when it could all be gone. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. Make it right, ain't no time for no wrong. It's a ride that you not getting on. You don't ever know when it could all be gone. Just let it go, let it go, let it go.
I write my name in the sand, that I bring to the beach. Can't see no hand in my reach, and I'm standing beneath. I can't handle the beef. Most nights don't handle the peace. A man or beast, I take a handful of each. Now I'm roaming the streets, head low, headphone full of beats. Get dough, then my face gets known, but I never get low, ain't known to police. Cause I roll with the weeks and lunches, jabs up, I cuts and punches. Dunce cat for the weeks and dunces, I can make peas in hundreds, tens in thousands. Men move mountains, next day same men move ounces. All cash, no checks and bounces. These are my surroundings, and I keep composure. No luck like three-leaf clover. What you gonna do when it's all over? What you gonna do when they don't phone ya? What you gonna do when they don't hold ya? What you gonna do when you can't sleep and your eyes go weak and you can't stay sober? Your bed's my sofa, your son's my soldier. Just like I told ya, keep composure.
Let it go, free your mind, live your life, feed your soul. Give your time, see your fam, keep them close. Cause you never know when it could all be gone. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. Make it right, ain't no time for no wrong. It's a ride that you not getting on. You don't ever know when it could all be gone. Just let it go, let it go, let it go.
in the past. Say your favorite things at mass. Tell your mother that you love her. I go out of your way for others. Sit beneath the light that suits you and look forward to a brighter future. Life ain't always empty. 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 Sink as far down as you could be pulled up. Happiness really ain't all about luck. Let your demeanor be your deep down self, and don't sacrifice your life for your health. When you speak, speak sincere, and believe me friend, everyone will hear. Life ain't always empty. 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 Yourself a flower every hundredth hour. Throw your hair down from your lonely terror. And if you find yourself in the family way, give the kid more than what you got in your day. Life ain't always empty. 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 Tell you what you got time for. It only goes around, goes around, goes around. Take a family name for your own great sins, cause each day is where it all begins. And don't give up too quick. You only get one line, you better make it stick. If we give ourselves to every breath, then we're all in the running for a hero's death. Life ain't always empty. 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 Life ain't always empty.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whisketeers here at 4:15 in the morning. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Zach. I do this show from time to time, sometimes every second week, sometimes every week. It honestly depends on the week. Just usually roll with the punches, you know? And usually I have a pretty large table of people either over Zoom or in person, if the COVID situation wasn't happening, of interesting guests, some friends, some usuals on this show. We laugh, we cry, we tell some good stories, but tonight I'm alone. And I'm happy to be doing this show alone tonight, to be with you all, give you all my full attention and only that. Shout out to my friend Yabuno if you're listening. I know you are. And, I don't really have much to say right now. Usually I get back on the mic a bit later on in the show with something to say, an interesting story, piece of news, maybe something to read, an interesting topic to talk about. But I'm not going to do that right now because it's the start of the show. And kind of just want to enjoy some music, drink some beer, and get a bit loose. That's all I really got to say. It's pretty snowy outside. Hope you're keeping nice and toasty. Either by the fireplace if you got one, by the heater if you got one of those, or just under the blankets if you got any of those as well. If you're on the road right now, I hope the driving is safe, that you're keeping your eyes on the road, driving at a nice, slow pace, paying full attention, staying maybe in the middle lane to avoid those snowy areas. And, yeah, hope you're enjoying whatever is going on in your car, your truck, if you're trucking, and that you enjoy whatever music is coming. That's all I really got to say right now. Thank you to whoever's tuned in. It's very appreciated, and I'll be back on the mic real soon. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. It's William Shatner's Whisketeers here at 4:18 in the morning. Talk to y'all real soon.
I'm gonna dedicate this song to the most wonderful person that I know. She filled my life with joy and happiness, and I have her love wherever I go. I want to tell her how I feel about it tonight. Listen. You the sweetest thing on this side of heaven. You the sweetest thing on this side of heaven. It ain't no love, ain't no love, no, like my baby love. You bring me so much joy and happiness, ooh, like it rains.
at the damage we have done. You should have called before you come. You hear the trumpets, now you run, 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 run. You hear the trumpets, now you run.
pour sortir de Paris. On met le cap sur la Normandie. Laissons la vie laisser ses soucis.
this I know. We'll have had more than most, it's so. In a dream that I have had, we departed and did what we'd started. And I pray it doesn't come to that.
Thank you.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here at sometime in the morning. I'm not really sure what time it is since we're pre-recording this. Yeah, I got on the mic not too long ago, about like 20-25 minutes ago. Spoke about how I was doing this show alone and how it felt good to be doing it alone, since I don't do it very often. And that has been ruined since I am now joined by my friends Chris and Tessa, who are both regulars on this show. I'm not ruining the show, but...
Ruined?
Hey, settle down. Nothing is ruined.
Whoa.
It's still great to have you both on the show. But just my solo moment has been ruined, but I'm actually happier to have you two on the show since I don't need to just talk to myself, you know?
Yeah, that gets old sometimes. Start to go in circles. Your mind's only so big sometimes.
Exactly. Speaking of minds being big, you should turn the gain up on your mic just a tad.
Just a tad.
Just a smidgen. So while Chris turns up the gain on the mic, I think he's already done it, actually, so I don't need to stall.
Huh?
Yeah, it sounds a bit louder.
Yeah, know? It's good.
Yeah, if you speak up a little, it's good.
All right. We'll try to speak at a conversational level.
Cool.
That being a volume that is conducive to conversation.
Yeah, that's what a conversational volume would be, you know.
What?
What? Well, anyways, I'll let you two say hello to our listeners, you know.
Oh, yeah. How's it going, everybody there on the radio in the Montreal? We got two bugabaloofs tuning in from Chicago, Illinois. That's the United States.
The Windy City, as the Windy it's City. Called.
And we're Chris and Tessa, respectively.
Respectively.
Respectively. And respectfully. Respectful to the Quebecois ears that we are hurting with American English. Respectful to the original stewards of the land that we are calling from and calling to.
Okay.
Respectively.
Thank you for that. Yeah, it's good to have you both. Where are you two hailing from?
What?
It means where are you coming from?
Where are we hailing from? We're hailing from...
The Windy City.
Where is
Chicago.
That?
Chicago.
That's Chicago, right? Illinois.
The Windy City. Why do they call Chicago the Windy City? It's a good question.
Yeah, a good question that you posed. This is an interaction that happens so often that Tessa and I have like acknowledged that it's just a it's kind of a tired trope. We've had the interaction so many times of having to explain what it means, the Windy City. That like it makes us want to gouge our eyeballs out, because it's commonly said that it's about the weather, but in the history books that we read, it says that it's about the blowhard politicians, actually, the history of corruption in this city and state. So
why windy? What makes the corruption so windy?
Blowhards. I don't really know. They're full of hot air.
What's a blowhard?
You know, just blowing smoke up your a-hole.
You've never heard of a blowhard?
Well, anyways, I think Chicago is called the Windy City because it's windy. I've never been there, but...
This is the common dispute. It is windy, but what we were told as children, the oral history of this place is that it's because of the corruption.
Do you know the first time Chicago was called the Windy City? Do you know when that was?
No. First published thing that refers to it as the Windy City, I don't know.
So it was actually in 1876.
Chicago Tribune. What is the Chicago Tribune?
It was not in the Chicago Tribune. I think it was in a Cleveland newspaper because it involved Chicago's rivalry with Cincinnati. There was another one published in 1885, and it said "From the Windy City," and it was published in the Cleveland Gazette. And it says a political meeting was held at so and so, talking about insults to people of color.
It's the politicians.
I don't know. It just calls it the Windy City, but it never makes note of why it's called the Windy City. So anyways, Wikipedia says there are four main possibilities to explain the city's nickname. The World's Fair, politics, the weather, and the rivalry with Cincinnati.
I have never heard of a rivalry with Cincinnati ever in my 23 years of living.
Well, that's because you're much too young, Mrs. The rivalry was actually in the 1860s and 1870s. And Cincinnati was well known in the meatpacking trade, and it was called Porkopolis from at least 1843. Starting from the early 1860s, Chicago surpassed Cincinnati in this trade and proudly claimed the very same name, Porkopolis, as its name. The baseball inner-city matches were especially intense. The 1869 Cincinnati Red Stockings were the pride of all of baseball, so Chicago came up with a rival team called the White Stockings to defeat them. Windy City often appeared in the Cincinnati Sporting News of the 1870s and 1880s. Four of the first known citations of Windy City are from 1876, all involving Cincinnati. The first one actually was in the Chicago Tribune, as you said.
Yes.
So I don't know why it would still be called the Windy City, but this theory is that it's in reference to this rivalry.
I'm good to call it Porkopolis from now on.
Yeah, so Chris and Tessa are here from Porkopolis. Great to have you two from the meatpacking capital of the U.S.
True.
Disgusting.
Speaking of meatpacking, Chris, I hear you're vegetarian now.
Well, it's not quite midnight here yet, but I have decided, as of Ash Wednesday in the Christian faith, to which I, in name belong, as of Ash Wednesday, I'm going to give up meat, or I'm going to have a go at it. I've never gone vegetarian. I've made a conscious effort in the past to cut out red meat.
Okay.
And I enjoy that, but I'm trying to go further this time. I'm still going to allow myself eggs and fish probably, but I don't really eat fish, so we'll see how it goes.
What about cheese?
Cheese, absolutely. I'm not going vegan. I'm just going vegetarian because I still love eggs and cheese are very important.
They are.
To me.
And everyone. Pretty good. You know, eggs are pretty good for you. And, like, if there's something you eat every morning that gives you all the nutrients that they have, you know, you might as well not cut them out.
And yeah.
What's the reason you're going vegetarian?
It's not so much even health. Like, that's a... I feel like a silver lining of it, but I'd say primary thing is just I've always wanted to move towards that, towards like veganism, because I know for my carbon footprint to be as small as possible, I would have to be vegan most likely, or raising my own livestock and slaughtering it, which I don't think is happening anytime soon. Unless something goes really wrong with my dog.
So if you had your own, livestock, you would eat meat.
I don't know. I can't speak to that. Probably not, because I think a lot about the worst case scenario survival situations and how I would fare. And I think that I would have a pretty difficult time like skinning an animal and doing all that stuff. I think I would even have trouble like holding down a chicken and cutting its head off. And I've always justified eating chicken, even like since becoming more, as the kids say, woke. But I don't think I could do it myself. It would be really hard for me. So I don't know. I would feel better about it probably, but I still feel like in the long run, kind of preparing for that worst case scenario of like, you know, what is, you know, what is food security going to be in the future? Not saying that we're in like imminent danger, but it's hard to look around and not consider, you know, how far we are from apocalypse and like what sort of preconditioning you can have to make yourself better equipped. In that way, I feel like not being reliant on meat going into a situation like that would be to someone's benefit, because you're not, say a zombie apocalypse specifically, you're not going to want to eat any meat. It's all going to be contaminated, and more generally, you know, still just a struggle. I've never killed a thing and eaten it.
So that said, I have two questions for you. Would one, you eat insects?
Yeah, I've had a lollipop with a cricket in it. Okay. At a young age, it'd be gross, but I think it freaks me out probably less than like the act of like skinning a deer or something like that.
Yeah, I feel it's a lot more, I don't know, I guess it's just easier because it's small, but what if it was like the size of a deer?
It'd be scary.
Be screwed. Might not make it out.
Seriously though, what if like a cricket was the size of a deer? Would you eat it?
Hell no.
It'd be so strong. Like, I don't know if I'd be able to fight it.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, what if it was like the size of a rabbit?
That's pretty nasty still. Yeah.
I'm down.
I would rather eat a rabbit at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I wouldn't want to do that. I find deer and rabbits pretty cute. And I know that like if I was stuck in the wilderness of, you know, this area that I live in, I would have to like start eating rabbits and deer. But at this point I can't see that.
Yeah, that's fair. That leads me into my second question for you. Lab grown meat.
Yeah.
We could either talk about this now or after the music. What do you want? I could give you some time to think about it.
Yeah, let's give the ears a rest. I got to apocalypse way more quickly than I thought I would.
Yeah, that's all good. It happens, you know. So I guess, let's get back into the music. It's been a pleasure talking with you about your vegetarianism. And what else did we talk about again? The Windy City and Porkopolis. Thanks for joining me from Porkopolis. It's great to not be alone on this show anymore and to have someone, well, two people to talk to. It looks like Tessa is playing with her nails.
Sorry.
Why sorry? It's all good. I'm just making observations. Letting our listeners get scrutinized.
I'm being perceived.
Well, I'm just letting our listeners get a clear image of the Zoom call, of the room, you know, the Zoom room.
True. Yeah, we're on a couch right now.
My
dog
is here.
I'm at my desk. I sit here all day and I don't leave here. got a fancy mechanical keyboard. You know, I got this mic stand. I got anime booty mouse pad. I got a laptop stand, and these are the things that give me happiness these days. Is having an organized, nice, homey desk setup and consuming all these good home products that make me feel more comfortable sitting in my room all day.
Yes, content.
Yes. So anyways, I guess we should get back into the music. You know, we're about an hour into our show now. It's around 5 a.m. It's pretty much the morning. Shout out to Yabuno if you're listening. I know you are. And thank you, by the way, for that t-shirt you gave me. Anyone listening right now, check out Rustaline JRT for the highest quality clothing that you can find on the market. Amazing designs, amazing textiles, and made by an amazing person. Rastafari Yabuno. That's all I really got to say. Chris, you had to interject, so I'll let you say something real quick.
I don't even remember what my interjection was, but...
I'll show you the shirt as soon as we get into the music.
Shout out Rastaline JRT.
Shout out Rastaline JRT. Just buy it. Hit him up.
I can't wait to cop.
It's